knows that I listen to him. I know that God is listening to me. We're communicating. Isn't that simple? Communication. Just like between two people. I talk, you listen, you hear what I said, and then you respond in kind, related to the subject. That's communication. That's how it is, communicating with God, within ourselves. So simple. Nothing could be more simpler. Nothing. It's not even primal. It's like it. And the whole whatever you see around you, like, kind of happens around it. Somehow we have forgotten to communicate. And it reflects on our relationships, the world. If we can just learn how to communicate, wouldn't there be a much brighter, happier world?
Yeah.
Outside and inside. I know so. I don't think so. There's nothing about thinking that makes any sense. I talk to you, you tell me things, there's nothing you need to think about. You're being you. You. In the present moment. And you're beautiful. So beautiful. There's nothing about you that I need to add or deduct. You're just there appearing, saying things. In whatever form the ego has put you in, bodily form. What is it that I will need to add or deduct from you? However you appear. I just have to accept it. Body that you're in are perfect. Say your words. Express your actions. We have a communication. Now you might ask, well, there's a violent communication. Well, does the other party being completely engrossed in the ego and they're violently attacking you, what are you going to do but just run? Or fight? Is there in between? But if there is a way to communicate and everyone is not attacking physically each other, well, there's still a chance for balance. Which ego does not like. We are already in balance. Everyone is. Only the thoughts are not in balance. Judging. Left, right, up, down, center, middle. Wherever they can, they just judge everybody. And everything. Themselves too. That doesn't look like a heaven to me, but a hell. And who wants to live in hell? But those that do not know that they live in hell. Only through their own desire to escape from hell can they manage to do so. One way, one day, they will manage to do so. One lifetime, one time is only needed to do so. Escape from hell of the mind. There's nothing there for you. Nothing. Absolutely zero. Just suffering. Focus now at the top of your head and exit the hell of the mind. Find God at the top of your head. Waiting for you.